Hi, I'm Heidi St. John. Did you know that your words can wound? In fact, words can destroy. On December 7th, 1941, the Japanese made a sneak attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. They disabled most of the U.S. Pacific Naval Fleet. The United States government feared that enemy spies would find out other key locations of Navy vessels, so they felt it necessary to warn the soldiers against unguarded talk that might give useful information to the enemy. In addition, so many civilians volunteered for the government, it was thought that they wouldn't know how to conduct themselves when they wrote letters home, or in general conversations, or even if they were captured. The government feared they would inadvertently disclose information. So, to help remind the soldiers and the civilians, they came up with a phrase that was printed on posters: loose lips sink ships. Words and how we use them are very important because they have the potential to bring life or death. Pause with me for just a moment and grab your Bible and read James 3, making note that this chapter is mostly about the importance of controlling the tongue. If you were to read every chapter in the book of James, you would find that everyone in there is admonishment about our speech. In Psalm 119, verses 172 and 173, we read what our tongue should be used for. The Bible says, "May my tongue sing of your word, for all your commands are righteous. May my hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts." I don't know about you, but taming my tongue has been one of the things that I have struggled with my whole life. I'm finding myself as I get older, wanting less and less to be known as someone who even knows about gossip, let alone spreads it. So take out your Bible today and read James 3 with me. Let me know on my blog what you're learning. I'd love to hear what God's teaching you about controlling your tongue. For more encouragement, visit me online at thebusymom.com.